I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts, and our guests are Jeremy Shear and Peter Ermey. And that was just a little bit of a song that's actually going to be part of an upcoming Disney movie called Prom, opening on April 29th. Jeremy Shear got a PhD degree from Indiana University, writing on the anthological imagination of the 20th century literary intellectual Leo Schwartz. He's continued to work professionally as a writer, Moment of Science, Sound Medicine, Bloom Magazine. In addition, over the years, he's been a songwriter, and he's been working with Peter Ermey. Together, they've come up with a song that'll be included in the movie. Jeremy, tell us a little bit about yourself as a songwriter.
Well, I've been writing songs just really for fun, for my own amusement, for many years, I suppose. It's really something I've always just done for fun, and this opportunity to have a song in the movie was sort of surprising. I have an old friend. His name is Joey Nussbaum. He's the director of the Disney movie Prom. We go way back. He likes my music, and he wrote and asked me if I'd want to try to write a song for the movie. So I said, sure, and he sent the script. It's a movie about kids getting ready for the big prom, and there was one character in particular in the movie called Lloyd, and I connected with that character and just liked the character, and I thought, well, I'll write a song about that character. Sat down with the guitar and started to write a song, and as songwriting goes, you know, sifted through a couple of different ideas and came up with something that I thought was pretty good, but it didn't work out. And then at one point, I remember I was getting kind of frustrated. I just wasn't quite getting it. I had scraps of ideas. So I decided to give it up for the moment. And I took the dog around the block, and it was a beautiful late spring day. And I was not trying to write the song anymore, just sort of letting my mind wander. And then suddenly it started to come to me without really thinking about it. I just was looking at a lawn. It was very green. And I started thinking about the green grass. And then I thought about the line, "The grass is always greener."
They say the grass is always greener.
Which is the first line in the song. And that line kind of popped into my head. And then other lines just started following it. They just kind of happened. I saw a stop sign at some point just on the corner.
All signs say stop, but I say go.
And that made it into the song. So by the time I got around the block, the song was sort of done in my head, and I immediately wrote it down so I wouldn't forget it, came up with some simple chord progression, and that was it. The whole thing took about a half hour of the actual writing of the song. That's how it happened.
And she's got me thinking upside down, talking backward out the wrong side of my mouth.
I sent it to my brother. He's a screenwriter by profession, but he's also a very talented songwriter. And he liked it a lot. So then we sent it immediately off to my friend Joey, who's the director, just to see what he thought. And he loved it. Then a couple weeks later, I was at Peter's house. We were just, you know, playing other music. And I said, oh, hey, you know, I have this song that I wrote for this movie. Check it out. And I played it for him. And he made a couple of important suggestions for little tweaks to it. One thing on the bridge. And I think there was some other part too, but it really, it helped the song. My brother and Peter both sort of added bits and pieces to the song that ended up making it much better than it otherwise would have been. And then when we actually went to record the song in a local studio called Bloomington Recording Company, my brother drove in from Detroit. We went there, me and my brother and Peter. My brother played the rhythm guitar track. I sang the lead vocal and the harmony. And then Peter added this other guitar part.
It's actually a 10-stringed viola caipira from Brazil.
Which really added a lot to the song. It gives it a sort of kind of ethereal quality. So it was a collaborative effort, and it really worked out. The name of the song is In Deep, and you will find it on the soundtrack to the movie.
And the movie is a Disney film called Prom. Scheduled opening is April 29th, and our guests have been Jeremy Shear and Peter Ermey. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.
That's how I know that I'm in deep.